Now Christian was left to flounder in the swamp of despond alone, but still he managed to make it to that side of the swamp that was farthest from his own house, and next to the wicket gate, although he could not get out because of the burden upon his back. Then I saw in my dream that a man whose name was Help came to him and asked him, "What are you doing there?" Christian said, "Sir, I was told to go this way by a man called Evangelist, who directed me also to yonder gate, that I might escape the wrath to come, and as I was going toward it I fell in here." "But why did you not look for the steps?" "I was so afraid that I wasn't paying attention, and I fell in." Then said Help, "Give me your hand." So Christian gave him his hand, and Help drew him out, and set him upon firm ground, and told him to go on his way. Then I stepped to Help, who had pulled Christian out, and said, "Sir, since this is the way from the city of destruction to yonder gate, why is it that this piece of ground is not repaired, so that poor travelers might go this way with more security?" And Help said to him, "This miry swamp cannot be repaired. It is where the scum and filth of the conviction of sin collects, and therefore it is called the swamp of despond. For as the sinner becomes aware of his lost condition, many fears and doubts and discouraging apprehensions arise in his soul, and all of them together settle in the depths of this place. And this is the reason for the bad condition of this ground. It is not the desire of the king that this place should remain in such a state. For over 1600 years his laborers have, at the direction of his majesty's surveyors, been working on this patch of ground. Yes, and to my knowledge," said Help, "at least 20,000 cartloads, yes, millions of wholesome instructions have been swallowed up here. They that are knowledgeable say they are the best materials to make good ground of the place. But it is still the swamp of despond, and will be when they have done what they can. True, at the direction of the lawgiver, certain good and substantial steps have been placed through the very midst of this swamp. But during the times when this place spews out its filth, these steps can hardly be seen. Or if they are, men become confused and overstep them and become mired down, even though the steps are there. But once they get to the gate, the ground is good." Now I saw in my dream that by this time Pliable had returned to his home, where his neighbors came to visit him, and some of them called him a wise man for coming back, and some called him a fool for hazarding himself with Christian. Others mocked him for his cowardliness, saying, "Surely, since you began the venture, you should not have turned back because of a few difficulties. I would not have done so." So Pliable sat cringing among them. But eventually, when he gained more confidence, they all changed their tune and began to deride poor Christian behind his back. And thus we leave Pliable. Now as Christian was walking by himself, he spied someone afar off coming across the field toward him, and before long their paths crossed. This gentleman's name was Mr. Worldly Wiseman, and he lived in the town of Connell Policy, a large town located near where Christian had come from. Thus this man knew about Christian, for there had been much talk about his setting forth from the city of destruction, not only in that place where he had lived, but in nearby towns. Master Worldly Wiseman, therefore, having some ideas about him after observing his difficult path and his sighs and groans, began to converse with him. "Hello, my good man. Where are you going in this burdened manner?"
"A burdened manner indeed," said Christian, "as great as any poor creature ever had. And since you ask me where I'm going, I tell you, sir, I'm going to yonder wicket gate, for there, so I have been told, I shall be able to get rid of my heavy burden."
"Have you a wife and children?" asked Worldly Wiseman. "Yes, but this burden loads me down so that I cannot enjoy them as I once did. It is as if I had none."
"Will you listen to me if I give you some advice? If it is good, I will, for I stand in need of good counsel."
"I would advise you then," said Worldly Wiseman, "to get rid of your burden quickly. For until you do, you will never be settled in your mind.
nor will you be able to enjoy the benefits of the blessing which God has bestowed upon you."
"That is what I'm seeking," said Christian, "to get rid of this heavy burden, but I cannot get it off myself, nor is there any man in our country who can take it off my shoulders. Therefore I'm going this way, as I told you, to get rid of my burden."
"Who told you to go this way to get rid of your burden?"
"A man who appeared to me to be a very great and honorable person. His name was Evangelist."
"I condemn him for his advice," said Worldly Wiseman, "for there is no more dangerous and troublesome way in the world than that to which he has directed you, and that you will find if you heed his counsel. You have met with something already, I perceive, for I see the dirt of the swamp of despond upon you. But that swamp is just the beginning of the trouble that awaits those who go that way. Hear me, I am older than you. If you continue on, you are likely to meet with weariness, pain, hunger, perils, nakedness, sword, lions, dragons, darkness, and in a word, death. These things have been confirmed by many testimonies. So why should you carelessly throw your life away on the word of a stranger?"
"Why, sir, this burden upon my back is more terrible to me than all those things you have mentioned. No, I don't care what I encounter on the way, if I can be delivered from my burden."
"How did you get this burden in the first place?"
"By reading this book in my hand."
"I thought so," said Worldly Wiseman. "It has happened to you as it has to other weak men who, meddling with things too high for them, do suddenly fall into confusion as you have. Such confusion not only unnerves men as it has done with you, but sends them on desperate paths seeking they know not what."
"I know what I seek. It is ease for my heavy burden."
"But why do you search for ease along this dangerous path?" said Worldly Wiseman, "especially since, if you have patience to hear me out, I can direct you to what you desire without the dangers that you will run into in this way. Yes, the solution is at hand, and it does not involve those dangers. Instead, you will meet with much safety, friendship, and content."
"Pray, sir, tell me the secret."
"All right," said Worldly Wiseman. "In that village over there called Morality lives a gentleman named Legality, a very judicious and honorable man who has the skill to help men rid themselves of such burdens as yours. To my knowledge, he's done a great deal of good in this way and has the skill to cure those who are somewhat crazed with their burdens. You can go to him for help. His house is not quite a mile from this place. And if he should not be at home himself, his handsome young son, Civility, can help you as well as the old gentleman himself. There you can be eased of your burden, and if you do not want to go back to your former habitation, as indeed I would not wish you to, you may send for your wife and children to join you in this village, where there are houses available at reasonable rates. Everything you need for a happy life will be provided there, and you will live among honest neighbors." Now Christian was somewhat at a standstill, but soon he concluded that if what this gentleman said was true, then the wisest course was to take his advice.
"Sir, which way do I take to this honest man's house?"
"Do you see the high hill over there?"
"Yes, I see it clearly."
"Go past that hill, and the first house you come to is his." So Christian turned aside to go to Mr. Legality's house for help. But when he was close to the hill, it seemed so high and hung so far over the path that he was afraid to venture further, lest the hill should fall on his head. Therefore he stood still, not knowing what to do. Also his burden now seemed heavier to him than it had before, and there were flashes of fire coming out of the hill that made Christian afraid he should be burned. He began sweating and quaking with fear. "When Christians unto carnal men give ear, out of their way they go and pay for it dear. For Master Worldly Wiseman can but show a saint the way to bondage and to woe."